Hey, Daily Crime listeners, a quick announcement before we get into today's episode. We are, of course, a daily podcast, but during the month of July, we're going to be scaling back to one episode per week. But don't worry, in August, we'll be back to our usual daily schedule with a new episode every day, Monday through Friday. Coming up.
The big impact is losing those trees that are 40 to 60 years old that you can't get back immediately.
We need to catch this person. We need to end this. And I would invite people to come out and use the trail because we need more eyes out here.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. For the past year, the city of Gresham, Oregon has been dealing with an unusual problem, a rogue lumberjack.
The person has been named the Gresham Lumberjack.
Someone won't stop chopping down trees along a multi-use trail that runs through the city.
We've got big trees, small trees, everything in between being either completely cut down and just left here, or partially cut down, which is a hazard.
And officials can't figure out why.
There's no rhyme or reason. Nobody's taking the wood with them. They're just leaving it on the ground and they're leaving it all over the trail.
5 miles of the Springwater Trail runs through Gresham city limits. But for the past year, city officials say they've had a big problem. Someone just won't stop cutting trees down along the trail for no apparent reason.
Joining me from local news station KGW in Portland, Oregon, is Christelle Kumwe. Christelle, you've been covering a strange story out of Gresham, Oregon, where city officials are asking for help trying to catch a person they've dubbed the Gresham Lumberjack. Where does that name come from?
Well, actually, a local newspaper first called the person the Gresham Lumberjack, and then the city thought it was fitting, and they adopted that name. And ever since, they've been on the hunt for the Gresham Lumberjack.
And where does that name come from? Why did that newspaper dub this person the Gresham Lumberjack?
Well, that person apparently goes around just cutting trees for no apparent reason. And the person doesn't take the trees. He doesn't burn them. They just cut the trees, leave them on the trail, and moves on to the next area.
And as I mentioned, your news station is over in Portland. Where exactly is Gresham? Tell us about that part of the state.
Gresham is a suburb east of Portland. It's the fourth largest city in Oregon. It has parks and recreation areas, and lots of people live there.
And one of those recreation areas is a trail called the Springwater Corridor Trail, where city officials say that the Gresham Lumberjack has been chopping down trees. Have you been out to that trail?
Yes, absolutely. The Springwater Corridor is actually a scenic 21-mile paved trail from downtown Portland all the way to Boring, Oregon, another part of the state. And 5 miles of that trail actually runs through Gresham city limits. And within those 5 miles, a mile and a half stretch, that's where they've been seeing some of those issues with the Gresham Lumberjack chopping up those trees.
So take us through this timeline. When exactly did all of this start, or when did city officials start to notice trees were being chopped down?
Well, it first started back in August 2021 last year, and city officials tell me they noticed it immediately. And their first step was to put signage on the trail to warn violators of potential penalties. But that clearly did not work, and they've been on the hunt ever since.
Frustrated, sad, angry. It's really frustrating.
Is there any pattern to this that officials have noticed? Any particular types of trees being targeted? Anything like that that can help them make sense of it?
The person initially started cutting hundreds of shrubs, and then they moved on to bigger trees, like 16 inches in diameter. So it really takes motivation. And apparently, the city suspects that person is using a handsaw. So it's quiet. Not a lot of people can hear it. And again, some of these trees are pretty big. So it takes a lot of determination to chop those down.
Right. I'm thinking about how long it would take to cut down a 16-inch tree with a handsaw. It's not something you could do in just a few seconds, like if you're out there with a chainsaw. How close to the trail is this happening? Is this a heavily trafficked area where someone might be likely to see this happening?
So, the trail is very popular among walkers, bikers, runners, etc., just because it's paved and it's away from the main road. And officials believe that someone may have seen something, but they may have assumed that the person cutting down the trees was from the city.
And earlier you mentioned probably the strangest detail in all of this, that whoever is doing this, the quote-unquote Gresham Lumberjack, is chopping down the trees and then leaving them there. This person isn't, you know, collecting firewood or lumber or anything like that. So the big question is why? Do you have any idea what could possibly be motivating this person to cut down all these trees?
That is the big question indeed. I think city officials have a few motives in mind that kind of, you know, fell apart because one of them was a homeowner trying to improve their view. However, much of the cutting is away from homeowner's view. Another theory was that someone trying to prevent homeless camping or someone cutting down firewood for homeless camps. But that area has zero camping. And it has been this way for the past few years. And the wood, once again, is not being burnt or even removed from the site. So at this point, officials have absolutely no idea what could potentially be a motive in here.
So it seems like a senseless crime, but it does have an impact. How many trees in total have been cut down? And what are the financial costs of that damage, according to the folks that you've been speaking to?
Hundreds of big trees have been cut down and hundreds of shrubs. And authorities estimate this to be around $100,000 in terms of the value of the hundreds of decade-old trees and also in terms of hours of volunteers and staff that have put their work into keeping up this trail. But as of right now, city officials tell me they do not have plans to replant the trees, and there's no budget right now to address this issue.
You said some of these trees are decades old trees. Of course, separate from the financial costs here are the ecological costs of chopping down all these trees. You spoke to a local ecologist about this. What did he tell you?
So he just told me the true value is losing the value of the old trees because those trees, some are 40 plus years old and you just don't get those back overnight.
And the big impact is losing those trees that are 40 to 60 years old that you can't get back immediately.
In your reporting, you mentioned that not all of these trees are being completely cut down. Some are just kind of being cut into, and that's actually creating a hazard. Talk about that.
Yes. So trees that are partially cut down, let's say there's a wind gust or anything that happens, it could potentially fall on the trail, fall on someone, you know, cyclists or anything like that. So that is one big concern for authorities right now.
And this has been going on for this August. It'll be a year. How is the city going about trying to catch the Gresham Lumberjack at this point? And do they have any promising leads as far as we know?
As of right now, there are no promising leads, and they're now turning to the community for help.
They see somebody in the open space cutting or doing something or looking suspicious within that environment, just to be cognizant of what's going on.
We need to catch this person. We need to end this. And I would invite people to come out and use the trail because we need more eyes out here.
They're asking anyone to keep an eye out, and I've sent 1,500 letters to residents to keep an eye out and be their eyes and ears. But of course, they're telling people, if you see something, do not approach the person or people. You can snap a picture and get in touch with the city officials.
Oh yeah, we will definitely keep our eyes open to see if we see anything.
Aline and Susan often walk the trail here together.
Part of the appeal is having these nice trees in the shade, and then because then it's a good habitat for all the animals. So if you cut down all these trees and destroy it, then it just ruins it for everybody.
I don't know why anybody would do anything like that, especially to cut the wood and then just leave it there.
Christelle Kumwe with KGW in Portland. Thanks for sharing this story.
Thank you, Reed.
And thanks to you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. During the month of July, we're just putting out one episode per week, but if you're new to the show, we are a daily podcast, and we'll be back to putting out an episode 5 days a week, Monday through Friday in August. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.